Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend, Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my friend, Johnny Lungs, John Lunger.
And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads in easy and convenient to listen to podcast form. Glenn, we brought home a win last week.
We did. Did we deserve it? Maybe not. I don't care. None of this matters.
Yeah, it's true. This is just filling time until we all die.
But that tied us up.
It did tie us up.
20s all around, a couple of ties.
Oh, yeah. Feels good. Feels good to be back in the game. You know?
Heck yeah.
Heck.
Narcolepsy.
Yeah. You're still under the weather.
Yeah. Real persistent cold.
Mm.
I think we've already blown the lid off the fact that we do a few of these at a time. But yeah, this has been hanging around for a while. So
yeah, I mean, even if we hadn't blown the lid off of it, like, it has been like a little while now.
Yeah, coming up on a full 2 weeks of this bullshit.
Ugh.
It's almost like I have a malfunctioning immune system and I take a medicine that lessens my ability to fight off such infections.
Glenn. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
You know that's true, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You said it like you didn't know.
Was at a party recently, and somebody asked if I was a superhero, what would be my one weakness? And after a couple seconds, it made me realize I don't know that I have anything but weaknesses. Like, there's no kryptonite to stop me. Most things would do it.
Oh.
It's not like, oh, how are we going to stop Glenn?
Like, oh, no, don't worry about him. His sneakers are double knotted, so yeah. He's not going to be able to leave the house.
I'm a pretty easy obstacle to overcome.
Hey, were you at a party? Because it sounds like you were at a job interview. Fucking kind of party.
Glenn, if you were a superhero, what would your weakness be? Also, what kind of work environment do you thrive in?
My house. That's the kind of I thrive in not having to be places at a specific time.
Yeah.
Except for shows. I thrive at doing stand-up comedy, and I, like, do pretty okay at some other kinds of work, but that's really the one I'm suited for best at this point. Unless I've sent you a resume recently, ignore that part. Then just fill in the blank for whatever job I applied for. That's what I'm good at.
Crushing it, man.
Really nailing it.
Do you want to just dive in anyway and get to it? Do you want let's not waste time this week.
Hit the ground running.
Right.
Let's ride this momentum.
Right. So
into the goddamn sunset.
I went on the Facebook.
As you do.
And I said, yo, look, Facebook, we're going to be recording some of this improvised Wikipedia, and we need suggestions for new topics. What do you got for me? And I used that spooky ghost background.
People love the spooky ghost. That was getting a lot of play.
So much play. October. It's like a neon spooky ghost Pac-Man.
Some of them are
ghost.
A little translucent. They're cute little ghosts. They're a nice, fun green color.
I promise you, you saw it and you were sick of it. You know what we're talking about, intrepid listener. Intrepid duty cycler.
How soon before we get a bunch of dumb turkey backgrounds?
Not soon enough.
Man, I know we said let's dive right into it, but I want to complain about a thing first.
No, go for it.
I don't like on Twitter when people change their names to seasonal jokes.
Is it because you're not capable of coming up with seasonal jokes, or is it because you forget who they are?
I forget who they are.
Got it.
Like, pretty regular.
Yeah, like somebody would be like, Pumpkin Spice John Lunger. And you'd be like, John, you're better than this. Stop.
Yeah. But the problem is there's three of them in a row. Like, people do Halloween ones in October. They do Thanksgiving ones in November. They do holiday ones in December.
What's a Thanksgiving joke name? Sorry I killed your indigenous
cranberry
people? Or
Saucy Boy or whatever.
Oh, Cranberry Saucy Boy. That's good.
Yeah.
That might be my new stage name.
I can't think of these, by the way. Like, that's not why I don't like it. It might have something
to
do with it.
It has a lot to do with it.
I'm
know
not
you.
Good at it, but I'll read tweets, and I'm like, I don't know who this is anymore.
Well,
like,
I promise you, if you read a tweet from Cranberry Saucy Boy, it's me, because that's great. Although, I don't really like cranberry sauce all that much.
I've come to be fine with it, but I had an aversion to it a long time because my grandma dropped a cranberry dish when I was in fourth grade, and it shattered on the floor and cut my foot up real bad.
Oh, no.
Because I had to take my shoes off because we went to the football game that day and it rained, so we were all wet, and I was walking around barefoot because I went to the football game.
And so now you don't like football, cranberry, or your grandma.
Yeah, I loved my grandma. She was the one who got out of there almost scot-free because she didn't do it on purpose, right? Cranberry meant to do that shit. And football's never been on my side.
So I put it out there with the spooky ghost background.
Spooky ghost.
And I can't see. You are once again driving today. So how many suggestions did we get there?
13.
13, pretty good.
Man.
Pretty good. Reminder, follow Improvised Wikipedia on Facebook if you have not yet, so you can give us topic suggestions. Also, you know, give us some 5-star reviews and give us some good love on that Apple iTunes podcast thing, because that would help us out.
Yeah,
it'd be amazing. It's
you can find us on anywhere podcasts are. We are now, I believe.
Yeah.
Spotify has podcasts now.
Yeah,
check us out on there. I signed up for a Spotify trial last night because Amazon Music took off the Bill Murray album that I like to listen to as I fall asleep.
Hmm. Yeah, do it. Give us that love, man. It's a gross thing that happens on every podcast where we have to beg for people to like it. But
and
it really
we rarely
is.
Do it, to be fair. We yeah. often forget to do the most important. I mean,
is
not
it?
Most important.
Like,
the most important is rewriting all of Wikipedia and doing
right,
a better
right.
job than
Wikipedia.
Millions of people.
Yeah.
But
like, when I hear it on other podcasts, I'm like, yeah, no shit. But then I'm like, I don't know, but how often have I rated the podcast that I like? And it is like the only...
I rate...
It's like a super important thing
frequently.
For people to find it. I don't. I'm like,
frequently
oh,
I'm
I
on there rating.
Be,
the problem
better.
Is I don't use the Apple Podcast app to listen to podcasts. So to do it, it's like an extra step.
Right. Well, okay, you need a number between
But
one.
It does really help, so... Take a couple seconds.
Yeah.
Reviews, I know, are it's a little bit more work, but...
Yeah, five stars, and write about how much you like me better than Glenn. Or vice versa, I don't care. Just like one of us.
I don't know that we need to make it competitive, or that if...
I don't care.
You'll like the results, but...
I'm not reading them. That's not true, I did read that one. Someone said that we're like the Great British Bake Off of podcasts, which is...
I saw that.
Fucking high praise, and whoever did that, you're amazing.
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Right.
I love that show.
I'm a big fan of that show.
Huge fan of that show.
I love watching it at when my little baby daughter's asleep on me on Mondays. We go to story time at the library.
Mm.
We come home and have lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We watch an episode of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Okay.
We put Great British Bake Off on, and she falls asleep because she's not as into it as me.
I love it. Love it so much. So thanks to whoever left that review. Do you remember like 5 or 6 minutes ago when I said let's not waste any time? Let's just go in and get our suggestion. We're going to go to that spooky ghost thing and give me number 10. I use my left hand for my mouse.
I was just going to put you on blast.
Yeah, and so people, you didn't get to see Glenn reach for a mouse that wasn't there and then be very
well,
confused.
I'm ambidextrous. I can use either, but I have the microphone in my left hand and like playing with the mic makes...
Yeah.
Noise, so I didn't
want
to switch
that
it.
I'm fully aware that I am in a very large minority.
So I had to cross over with my right. You know how it
is. I had a great childhood. We had a computer in the house very early when the mouse was not really an integral part of the computer experience. And the very first computer that I had as a child, the mouse was on the left-hand side because the desk that we had it on, that was where it made sense. And so I learned that way. I'm ambidextrous with it, but like I've just got better mouse control. Like if I'm in like Photoshop or doing any like graphic design work, like left hand is steady as shit, right hand a little sloppy.
Interesting.
Yeah. What do you got?
Legos.
Oh my God. gosh.
You know them little blocky sons of bitches?
That's what we're
talking about today.
Oh, my God. Who gave us the suggestion?
We got to lean in for this one. Yeah. Oh, Jim Fogarty.
Oh.
Coming in hot.
Jimmy Jam Fogey Fogues.
Nicholas Colmone wanted to know about RS-485 networking protocol, and that would have been fun because, nah, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either, Nick. I feel like you hate us.
We really dodged the bullet here.
Woo! Thank you, Jim, for Legos. Oh, Legos.
I hate to say it because he's trash, and he's arguably the worst human in the history of mankind.
Uh-huh.
Ben Youngerman suggests barcodes.
Oh, that's a real good suggestion.
It's a great suggestion because I know things about it and I would have crushed it.
But we can't.
And then
use
I would have thwarted Ben Youngerman. Ben, I farted in your cubicle.
So yeah,
you son of a bitch. Legos.
We are recording. I think my mic died out there for a minute because I turned it off. That's why I'm pretty confident it died out.
Something might happen. I don't know how. But
No. My
could have suddenly turned
big
off
fat
for
thumb
no
turned
real
off.
Reason.
No. So yeah, we were recording in the office, and we Glenn had to fart, and so he farted in your cubicle. Glenn.
Yeah.
Glenn's a nasty idiot. Boy.
Stupid Ben.
Well, I mean, hey, real test. We'll see if Ben listens to this podcast because I'm not going to tell him about that.
Yeah, nobody tell him.
Yeah, Ben, I'll give you a sticker if you come in and be like, the fuck. All right, so Legos from Jim. Jim, thank
you. What
you
got?
Legos. Legos, I actually think I know a lot about because I watched a documentary recently about the company.
Me too.
So what country are Legos from?
One of the BB Shark ones.
Yeah, one of the Scandinavian countries, and I can't remember. So let's get back to it. I want to say...
Recently, by the way, I mean like last year.
I want to say Denmark, but I think I'm just full of shit.
I think you're right.
So started out as a wooden toy company and like a tin toy company. Ultimately found their way into making the Legos.
What
we
know as Legos
yeah.
today, which is, I believe, a nonsense word.
I believe so.
It's
I believe
not,
it's
it
a,
doesn't like
some
mean,
sort of portmanteau,
right.
but not quite straight portmanteau.
Part one Denmark word, part another one, but ultimately meaningless. Might just mean like play or something. I think
something
it,
like
I
that.
Take that back. I think it means like play or fun, something generic like that.
I think the most interesting part from an American perspective, and at least you know an American of a certain age perspective, is the Legos that we know and love. This company was dangerously close to going out of business in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Like, you don't realize it because we grew up with them, and they're beloved, and they're fucking everywhere right,
right
now.
You just think, oh, yeah, Legos. They're around all the time, everywhere.
But it was about to fold because the toys weren't doing so hot, and I believe it was actually their Bionicle television show and subsequent series that
Children
saved the company.
Love Bionicle.
Yeah.
Did you see any little Bionicles running around on Halloween?
No. I
don't
live
know that
in
I did this year.
Live in an apartment building, so had no trick or treaters. Got to avoid the whole thing. Also, this year was weird because of rain and like everyone's. I got real tired of everyone complaining about Halloween getting rescheduled, but I get it. Like I understand. Like you can't win. Like you can reschedule it because it's raining and half the people are going to be pissed because, oh, we never rescheduled it when I was growing up. And
yeah,
I'm
those
like,
people
yeah.
can go fuck yeah. right off to hell.
Yeah, because honestly, it wasn't so great back then. A lot of bad things happened. And,
yeah.
you know, we have the power to reschedule it, so it's a little safer and not terrible. So reschedule it. That's
great episode of the serious version of the show. Not that this show is particularly modeled after, but stuff you should know.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a wonderful podcast.
Well, it's
that each week
yeah.
researches a different topic.
Yeah, they're
and
they're
knows
putting in
what
the work.
They're talking about.
Right.
Chuck and Josh put the work in
yeah.
that we simply do not do. But
no.
similar format,
yeah.
only much more successful, and you'll actually learn things. But they did a great one on the history of trick
hold
or treating.
Hold up. People definitely learn things by listening to our podcast. Now, it's not necessarily the topics that we're talking about, but they learn about us, Glenn.
Oh, that's true. Last week, we all learned more than we thought we would about the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari and Batman, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Legos.
Legos!
Oh, we were actually talking about Halloween.
Yes,
you were talking
Halloween.
About House
Bionicle.
Yeah.
That was a popular Halloween costume.
Really?
Couple of, I don't think I saw any this year, but over the last few years, definitely some little Lego children out there.
So I missed it. I don't really understand what Bionicle is,
I
know it saved the company. It was,
I was big
cartoon.
Into Technic.
I think it was basically like,
there's some straight to DVD movies.
Yeah, sort of like a not quite Transformers, but similar type of storytelling is what I've been able to piece together, with maybe like they're pulling from like some of the martial arts driven like Asian,
yeah, ninja heavy content.
Yeah. But that saved the company, and then they were able to then just
think,
print money with all of their licensing
Bionicle
deals.
And the, oh, no, there's Ninjago.
Ninjago,
I think
was later.
A separate.
Was later, yeah.
But in the same vein of Bionicle.
So it just blows my mind that nobody really knew how close we were to not having Legos.
And then all the licensed ones, mm-hmm. also huge in keeping the company around.
Yep.
I would say, to a fault, like, I don't know if it was just because I grew up, we didn't have a ton of money, so, like, we would have Legos, but not necessarily, like, a set.
Mm-hmm.
We would just have a pile. And, like, we would maybe get a set, and you build it once, and then you add
them
to the
pile.
Oh,
yeah. We had these huge Rubbermaid containers of all of the sets that we had. Like, you know, like you build it once, and you break it down, and then
you just
acquire Legos.
I hate to be, like, we never rescheduled Halloween when we were kids guy, but, like, when we were kids, like, the sets were pirate ship.
Yeah, yeah.
And spaceman.
Castle.
And now it's, like,
Harry Potter,
and they did a Ghostbusters one, mm-hmm. and they're, like, very specific, and I feel like it takes a little bit of the appeal of Legos, which is take a big pile of bricks and make a thing.
Well, I mean, does it? I mean, I understand where you're coming from.
When you're like, well, now you got to make a TARDIS.
Well, here's,
and it's got.
Here's what I don't understand, though, because I mean, I don't have any young children in my life. You do, and maybe you have this information, but like, I don't know. Wouldn't you just build the set and then just like we did, after a while you take it apart and you just start building
you
shit?
You can, but like we have, my kids are more at Duplo level, which is
okay.
Like.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the,
similar to.
It's the younger age.
It'll
level.
Be mentioned on the page. Similar to Legos, bigger, safer for small children, because mm-hmm. you're not going to put a Duplo in your mouth and swallow it.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a couple, like we have a Batman set, actually a couple of Batman's sets.
Batman's,
and then a few Doc's McStuffins, and a couple like animal ones. But now when my kids play with the Duplos, the baby just kind of stacks them and then feels great that she put two things together because
mm-hmm.
she's one.
I've been there. It's great.
The six-year-old, like, she takes them out, but because it's Doc McStuffins, well, now we're playing Doc McStuffins. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, we're not playing Yellow Lego Man Adventure.
I mean, we're going to have to just check in a couple years and see. Just see
they did.
How that Lego usage is going.
Yeah. It's fine. Like, it was, I feel like the first couple branded ones was like, oh, this is so cool that, like, Lego has, like, a Back to the Future one or whatever mm-hmm. one.
Well, I think
but
it
now,
still
like,
is cool, but
it's
just,
every,
you're right. It's pervasive.
Every thing gets a Lego brand. They do the video games.
Mm-hmm. Super
like
fun button masher video game.
Straight
super
to video,
fun.
Like Lego Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've diversified their portfolio. They went from the brink of bankruptcy to,
I mean,
we're
it's
multimedia
clearly,
company on top of being
yeah,
a toy brand.
It's clearly successful and people are into it, so I'm probably wrong. But
there's several great documentaries that you can watch on streaming services about Legos. The one I watched was on Netflix. What I learned was the town that makes them, basically, like, everyone works at Lego, right? And so when they were going bankrupt, there was, like, literally this, like, what the fuck are we going
to
do?
Yeah. Similar to
when the steel mill closed here in Bethlehem.
The steel, I was going to say where they make Jack Daniels.
Sure.
In Lynchburg, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. They're the, by, like, no contest, the number one employer in town.
Mm-hmm.
So if Jack Daniels went out, so would that town.
You know that because you drove around with your friend doing a tour of distilleries for a book that never got written?
Correct. And until I stopped drinking recently, really liked Jack Daniels. I mean, I still really like Jack Daniels. I just don't drink it anymore because the last time I had alcohol, my face turned red and it hurt, so I don't do it anymore.
It's a good reason to stop. I don't know what made me think of this. Probably the book that never got written. Just checking in, Colin Hanks has not reached out to us, mm-mm. so we do not know if Glenn and I will be writing a father-son reboot spec script pilot for Diagnosis Murder for Colin and Tom Hanks yet as a Christmas present. Stay tuned to upcoming weeks. We're going to stay on this. If anyone can get us in touch with Colin Hanks,
I feel like I have please to do. Have like at least one mutual friend with Colin Hanks through
yeah,
comedy.
Yeah, maybe.
He's
maybe.
Involved. He is not a stand-up, but no. like is involved in a lot of comedy things, like pops up as a guest
sure.
on podcasts and
Drunk History and whatnot.
And videos
sure.
and stuff a lot. So he knows a lot of stand-up comedians. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those and also know a lot of stand-up comedians. So whichever one of my friends is also friends with Colin Hanks, don't hold out. Make this happen.
Yeah. Make sure you ask him the very easy question of, do you want to East Coast? I was going to say Pennsylvania, but you're New Jersey.
Yeah.
Do you want two middle-aged comedians to write you a spec pilot reboot of Diagnosis Murder for your father for Christmas? It's a very easy ask.
Who
honestly,
wouldn't? If somebody wanted to write that for me and Bill Tickle, yeah, challenge accepted.
Yeah, honestly, it's harder to ask you all to rate and review our podcast than it is to ask Colin Hanks if he wants this spec script reboot Diagnosis Murder father-son joint for
sure.
a Christmas present. It's such an easy ask. Rolls off the tongue, too. Glenn and I just made eye contact going, what are we talking about again?
Yeah, I forgot. And then I had a very specific Lego memory from childhood.
Oh, yeah, lay it on me.
So we had a Lego-branded bucket. It was blue
mm-hmm.
and squared.
Mm-hmm. And the lid had the little four plugs on
yep.
it? Yeah.
And one time, my little brother pissed in it. Just full on, just pissed in the bucket.
Was it empty or was it filled with Legos?
Full of Legos.
Oh, no!
That is
horrible.
My brother Mark pissed in it apparently a couple times over several days. Because the bucket got, as you can imagine, pretty stinky.
I'm pretty sure this is maybe your aversion to new Legos. It's nothing to do with them licensing it. You associate it with piss. Why is everything in your life piss? You're obsessed with alchemy. You think the Danish just piss on shark meat. What is wrong with you, Glenn?
So we had to, like, wash them. Like, all the Legos.
Yeah.
We washed them and we're
sure.
like, hey, could you not piss in the Lego bucket anymore?
Right,
because we don't want them to be stinky.
Here's what's grossing me out right now:
the bucket of piss.
Yeah, above and beyond that. Okay, yes, the bucket of piss is grossing me out. But you know the real flat Legos, like the flat ones.
Yeah.
Right? So the flat ones, like the one square, and sometimes they get stuck together. Do you ever use your teeth to pull them apart?
Yeah.
That's disgusting because your brother pissed on all of them.
For sure. We had to clean them bad boys off. And I think we did it. Like the children did it because we didn't want Mark to get in trouble
aww.
For pissing in the bucket. So we probably didn't even do a good job.
No.
This is now what I'm realizing.
Mm-hmm.
Those, our Legos probably still had a little bit of pee-pee on them for most of my childhood.
Where are those Legos now?
Yeah, probably almost definitely still at Bill and Pam's house.
You should wash those Legos.
Yeah, run them through the dishwasher. Also, in I believe fifth grade.
If this is another pee story, so help me God.
I don't think pee factors into this one. We had to, it was like an environmental thing, like project we had to do. I wrote a letter to Lego asking if Lego bricks were made from recycled plastic, and if they weren't, why the fuck weren't they?
Right.
And Lego sent me back a reply with like a packet of information about like how the bricks are produced, and also like a letter justifying why they were not made with recycled plastic.
It feels pretty aggressive.
Yeah, they're like, take this, you 10-year-old piece of shit.
They're a good judge of character. Like this smug fucker.
Look at you.
Look at this piece of shit from
Don't
Jersey.
Don't try to fucking plastic shame us, you fucking piece of garbage. We can't, I believe it was something to do with making it out of recycled plastic. It was too brittle and prone to breaking, and it could cause safety issues.
You know what? Maybe that's why they were going bankrupt. Because
if you
they're sending packets
if
to
you
fucking
smash
elementary school students in suburban New Jersey.
If you've got like that long, like the base,
yeah,
right, the mm-hmm. flat, wide, mm-hmm. big old square yeah. one, mm-hmm. you crack that bad boy, you got a shiv essentially at that point.
Oh yeah.
So if you're using brittle recycled plastic, and they're right, like. There's issues, like, you can't use recycled plastic for everything plastic is made out of because it degrades pretty significantly from generation to generation. So they're not wrong. I think, actually, now they might use at least partially recycled.
Partially
recycled. I remember seeing a headline pretty recently about it, and I was like, yeah, that's my. I did that. My one letter 26 years ago really pushed the company in the right direction.
Hey, you're doing more for the environment than our fucking president is. So, like, yeah, I'll pin.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'll
pin a
medal on you right now, man.
Lego makes more tires than any other company in the world.
Right, because they're not defining how the size of a tire.
Yeah, because yeah. they don't say, hey, who makes the most big boy tires?
They should.
They make a shit ton of them little jammies.
What else? I mean, like, well, I mean, obviously, like, there's first, all of the whole thing is the interlocking bricks and the patent of how the interlocking bricks kind of work.
Yeah,
that's the
get
jam.
The fuck out of here, Playmobil.
Yeah, you suck a dick, Mega Bloks.
We know what you're doing, and we're not impressed. I can't get my bottle open. I'm real thirsty.
Constructs are for nerds. We had Constructs and Legos. Constructs were like, look them up. They're this great like 70s and 80s plastic building tool. Sort of like the precursor to Kinex.
I know.
Yeah,
Kinex are different.
Kinex suck, but Constructs were great.
Kinex are like a shitty Erector set.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
like an Erector set really...
Yeah,
Kinex opens you up.
I hate Kinex.
Oh, I meant to type in the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
Constructs.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know how that's spelled, so it might take us a while to find it, right? So there were like these little.
I'll
like,
go with an X
they had
just
because
it's a toy from the.
They had these little blue kind of connector squares and these like long kind of beams and like panels and shit. Yeah, like you clicked on one. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, these can fuck right off.
Oh, they were fucking great. Oh, they were so good. I made a proton pack out of Constructs.
We used to make
spaceships that we built around our hands, and we used to like punch each other for the spaceships.
And they would all like
battle.
Break off. I'm
oh
not impressed
yeah, it was
by
great.
These bad boys.
Oh, so fun. We hurt each other a lot with Constructs. Legos.
We had
so Kinex. The only
Kinex
thing that was worth a damn was the fucking roller coaster.
The roller coaster.
And that got boring after like 20 minutes. You put it together, that's cool. You do it, and then you're like, all right, now what?
It's as like they're good as if you've got like a kid into like building STEM nonsense.
Uh-huh.
Where
so,
like
same with Constructs.
It works just as kind of a basic scaffolding Kinex mm-hmm. does. Mm-hmm. But you're limited with angles and such.
Kinex always felt like they were trying too hard to me. They're like Kinex are your
eighth grade
science teacher who just wants to be your friend.
There was a big marketing push for them bad boys, I remember, mm-hmm. when we were kids. I think I really wanted them as a kid, if I remember correctly.
I mean, knowing you as an adult, I believe that.
Yeah. Not as good as Legos. But no. Legos also, I mean, Legos have limitations in how you can build with them as well.
Yep.
Due to the interlocking brickness of it all.
I mean, mostly due to the fact that you need to be independently wealthy to acquire enough Legos to do crazy cool shit with.
Yeah.
Legos be expensive.
Legos are expensive.
You know what? I mean, we're running out of steam. We do have to get to the Lego Wikipedia page, which is going to be just, I'm sure, one of the more thorough nerd kind of list of all the Lego sets.
You
right?
want to take a shot at a year, maybe?
That the plastic bricks were invented?
Yeah. Right? The company's been around. Like, Nintendo's been around forever.
Yeah, and like we said before, Lego, we did wooden toys. They did metal toys.
Yeah.
But the interlocking bricks, I don't know if it was pre or post World War II.
I would go post.
I think post World War II, but like that, it's an old company.
Yeah, the company I don't give a shit about. We're talking about the bricks specifically.
Interesting. My last thing to contribute to our side of the page is I want to give the Lego Movie credit for not shying away from addressing the trope of the adult who is too weirdly into Legos and has like glues their sets together. Like Will Ferrell's character in the Lego Movie is a very specific type of person. Like there are people that are like just pouring entirely too much money into Legos as an adult. And shout out to them for putting that in the movie.
I forget why, but I had to kill time in a Lego store once, and the employees were building a big castle display.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
And my friend and I were in there, and they're like, do you guys want to build this castle for a little bit? And we're like, hell yeah, we do.
That's an amazing moment.
And we just sat there building this castle. We're like, this is great. Legos are fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's really relaxing to build them. Because the instructions aren't great.
No.
They're serviceable. They'll get the job done. But sometimes you got to really, like, you're rotating things to get a better angle. You're trying to figure out what goes where.
I'm glad you said that, too, because I think the wordless instructions, the pictorial instructions is a key component of, I think, what we recognize as the Lego experience.
Yeah. And I thought what that meant was like, oh, they see me and my friend, my other friend John, as just like cool dudes. But then I realized, no, it's just these teenagers wanted us to do their job for them for a little bit. But their job's building Lego, so that's like a pretty easy Tom Sawyer move to pull off. Like, they knew, oh, our manager's in at 6. We got to get this castle done. Look at these two idiots who've been wandering around our store slightly too long. Man. Let's make them do it.
What great workplace stakes that is. Oh, man, our manager's going to be in at 6 and we got to build this castle.
We got to get the new real big castle.
I should have worked at Lego.
I'm going to say this 60s for when these bad boys rolled out.
I'm going to say 50s. I'm going to say 50s, popularized what about in the 60s.
We'll meet you in the middle. Denmark 50s, U.S. 60s.
Love it.
Took it a little while to make the jump.
Yeah, jump across the pond.
Like Rubik's Cube, right? That dude invented it. It caught on a little bit in, I want to say, Czech Republic, and then like took a while.
Save these tidbits for when we do the Rubik's Cube page.
Took a while before it made it over here in the 80s, and then boy, howdy did it.
All right, that's Legos. Don't step on them with a bare foot.
Don't step on them with your feet. Amelia, put your Duplos away.
We're going to take a short break. When we're back, Glenn is going to walk us through the official Wikipedia page for Legos. Hey, friends. It's me, John Lunger, here with my friend, Glenn Tickle.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Glenn, we got to pay the bills, bud.
Boom, boom. Pay that money.
Pay that money. You want to slide me that script? Who we got this week?
John, this week,
brought
to you by Mega Bloks.
Oh, that is so awkward. Oh man. Oh,
you know, because we picked the topic at the top of the show. We don't know.
We don't know
what it's going to be going into it, and they kind of buy it.
And it
they
would
buy
be,
the ad read for the dates.
It would be, it would be just unethical for us to change it. Okay, Mega Bloks.
Yeah, it is. It would be kind of against our ad policy to not do it because we've already taken that money, and I have already bought a lot of cocaine. And we did say Mega Bloks suck shit.
Oh, we did.
Maybe
they won't remember. Well, okay, let's just standard operating procedure. You and I, let's just pitch each other some fucking catchphrases for Mega Bloks, and then we'll move on with life.
Mega Bloks, you poor? You can't
Four Legos? Get Mega Blocks. Mega Blocks. Do you work for a Hollywood studio and you can't afford Legos as your licensing partner?
Cannot wait for the Mega Blocks straight to DVD garbage movie. Mega Blocks, are you actually probably made of that brittle recycled plastic and you just cutting kids up?
Mega Blocks, are you at the dollar store?
Mega Blocks, are you maybe a Hydrox situation and actually came first and then the other one did better?
I don't think so.
Probably not that one. Probably isn't.
Mega Blocks, are you a grandparent and you're trying real hard?
Mega Blocks is the official interlocking toy of stepdads.
Mega Blocks, when you can't buy love.
We're going to have to give this money back.
And we are back.
We're back.
Glenn, pull up the Lego Wikipedia page.
Well,
I see a disambiguation page.
We got us a disambiguation page. Now, obviously, we know what we're doing. We're doing the toys. But there are some things I wanted to highlight.
Okay.
We have the Lego Group, obviously. That's the company.
Mm-hmm.
Lego, the musician.
What?
A Madagascan musician who does accordion music. There's a Lego musician who plays the accordion.
That's just Weird Al.
Also known for having lost his sight as a child, so there's a blind accordionist in Madagascar named Lego.
That's just blind Weird Al.
Into it. I'm going to, if he's on Spotify,
that's what I'm free trial, huh?
That's what I'm going to listen to on the drive to my show in a bit. Also, a pseudonym used by Mexican painter Jorge Gonzalez Camarena. There's a village in Somalia named Lego. There's also Lego, West Virginia, an unincorporated community.
Oh, no.
Got to incorporate.
Nothing good ever comes from an unincorporated community.
We got Lego Movie 1 and 2. Not listed as Lego Batman.
Did you see Lego Movie 2?
No.
Neither did I.
I saw the first one on a plane and thought, well, this is fine.
Yeah.
Lego Batman came out on my daughter's birthday one year.
Did not like that.
So we went to see that. It was for sure better than I was anticipating going.
I did not care for
it. I thought, this is pretty fun. But not on the disambiguation. There's Lego software. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that. You can, like, there's like a Lego program you can get where you, like, you build virtual Legos.
There's also, they also have this thing where, like, they have competitions for, like, to make new sets. Like, my brother's really big on, like
yeah,
the, like the
that's
Saturn,
how the Ghostbusters
the Saturn
one got through.
And some other stuff.
Yeah, we covered a few of those back in my Geekosystem days. And then it just, there were, like, when it started, there were a couple fun ones that were like, oh, like, let's try it. But then there were just so many. Like, the same thing I was talking about with the branded ones. Like, it's fun at first, but if everyone is a branded thing, it's just a matter of time before there's a Buckaroo Banzai Lego set. And, yeah, I'll buy it.
I was really upset as a kid because I was like, how is there not a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles set? All you have to do is make the heads green.
There's probably one now.
I hope so.
I don't know for sure.
Go on my Amazon Smile and see if I can buy some.
There's a Ed Sheeran.
Amazon Smile, guys. Give some money back. You're buying stuff on Amazon anyways. Do the Smile. Look it up. You can give.
It'll make you feel less bad about using Amazon.
Yeah, they don't pay any fucking taxes, and Jeff Bezos is a garbage human
Huff
being.
My shorts, Jeff Bezos. So here we go. Lego. Danish.
Hey!
Stylized as Lego, all caps, is a line of plastic construction toys that are manufactured by the Lego Group, a privately held company based in Billund, Denmark.
Hmm.
The company's flagship product, Lego, consists of colorful interlocking plastic bricks accompanying an array of gears, figurines called minifigures, and various other parts. Now, we did not mention minifigs.
Call minifigs.
Yeah.
Please.
Now.
That's what the kids call
accurate.
It.
Accurate. Minifigures, my dick, Wikipedia. They're called minifigs. Everyone knows them as such. They're little Lego people.
Hey, real quick. Did you just say minifigs, my dick?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
I'm in a contentious mood.
Okay. Minifigs Glenn's dick, all.
Minifigs my dick. Recycle your shit, idiots. I'm still mad.
Recycle my dick, idiots.
I'm still mad 26 years later. They sent me a packet. You know what? They didn't send me any free Legos, you dickheads.
Well, they were going out of business at the time.
Lego pieces can be assembled and connected in many ways to construct objects, including vehicles, buildings, and working robots. Now, look, those sure are some robots. Now, we didn't talk about the technics. The technics I mentioned briefly, and then we got sidetracked with Kinects and bullshit. But then there was also the robot ones. So technics were like, had motors, mm-hmm. and you could make like a little car that drove. Mm-hmm. I had a few of those, but there's like, you get what's essentially like a Raspberry Pi thing to control, and you can program it. A lot of like high school robotics teams are like based around this Lego kit that you can do, right? And I don't remember the name of it.
When I was a kid, I remember my brother got a couple of like Technic sets. He liked the Technic sets, and I remember thinking to myself, oh, cool, Legos that aren't fun.
No, I had a few Technic sets, and my siblings did not share the enthusiasm for the Technic that I did. I really wanted the computer robot one, but could not afford it as a child.
And honestly, probably for the best. I think back then it would have been a waste of time. Like now it's probably pretty dope.
I disagree. I think it would have been great at the time and could have steered me into a useful career instead of
But we both know it wouldn't have. Minifigs, my
also,
dick.
I could buy one now.
You could.
But don't. I haven't. I've yet to buy one. But my kid is getting into like programming and stuff.
Which is great.
Yeah. We've been playing with Scratch. She's been working on a video game where you're a little cat in space. Mm-hmm. You got to avoid lightning. It's great.
Space lightning is the worst kind of lightning.
Yeah. I didn't bring up the physics of it all, but you're a cat in space.
That's good.
Designed the little spacesuit for it. She's done all the art. I helped her with some of the typing because it's Scratch, so you're just dragging blocks instead of like typing code.
Okay.
So it's very accessible for
the
young
kids.
That
game. You know I'm a big supporter of her work. I'm the only person in the world that bought the t-shirt she designed.
Yeah.
It's great.
Dookie King. She called Donkey Kong Dookie King for weeks, and I never pointed it out to her because I thought it was so great, and I knew once I corrected her, it would go away. And we made a t-shirt for this. It's just Donkey Kong. I made him look different enough that I wouldn't get sued. And I wrote Dookie King under
him. There's a little poop under him. It's great. I bought it.
Yeah. I really thought, I was like, this is going to be great. No. Well, you're the only one. You're the only one in the world with a Dookie King shirt. I didn't even buy one. No, I think about it. I should have. We could be Dookie King bros.
We could. Well, we do need official improvised Wikipedia photo of us together. We're working on it, but maybe we should just do it in Dookie King shirts.
Dookie King shirts for life. Yeah, so they can be assembled into different things, obviously.
Yep.
Anything constructed can be taken apart again. And
I feel like that's
reused
most
to make
things,
new things,
right?
Yeah, that's, I mean, way to get deep, like a Wikipedia page, but
this Wikipedia page has been to therapy.
Yeah. The building we're in right now could be taken apart and used to build a different building. Fucking famously
I've seen enough horror movies.
Yeah.
You and I could be disassembled and
we
made
get
into
Frankenstein.
Something else. Yeah.
So I don't know that that's Lego exclusive. The Lego group began manufacturing the interlocking toy bricks in 1949. Movies, games, competitions, and 6 Legoland amusement parks have been developed under the brand. As of July 2015, 600 billion Lego parts have been produced. Yeah, there's a Lego. It's not a full-on Legoland in New Jersey, but there's like a small.
The Jersey version of Legoland?
Yeah. Because there's like a big theme park in Los Angeles and a couple other places, Legoland. But it's kind of like roller coasters. And
I heard they're kind of lame.
I mean, how much you love them bricks, I guess. Like, that's the.
Do you know
you run into a problem with like heavily branded stuff like
that. Do you know what I heard about Legoland?
What?
Their urinals are blue Lego containers from
the
80s.
Buckets.
Just the buckets.
It's just pee pee buckets. Ooh, now there is a section for clones of Legos.
Clones of Legos?
Clones of Legos.
So they took the plastic and they pulled the DNA from it?
The definitive shape of the Lego bricks with the inner tubes was patented by the Lego Group in 1958. Now, so we talked about the interlocking bricks. So there's the little nubs that were on the top of my brother's piss bucket.
Gotta have them nubs.
But the
gotta have them piss nubs.
The undercarriage,
yeah,
it's just got like a tube, and that's what
You minifig
you
my
lock
dick
into.
With.
You minifig that dick. Several competitors have attempted to take advantage of Lego's popularity by producing blocks of similar dimensions and advertising
them other than Mega Bloks?
As being compatible with Lego bricks. Lego in 2002, Lego sued the Coco Toy Company in Beijing for copyright infringements over its Coco Bricks product. Now, I've seen some of these where they'll be like light up ones. They have some like bullshit Technic Lego blocks that are like metal, or like they have wires that like they connect and you can run like an electronics project through Lego, but you just buy the electronic ones and like you just mix it in with your regular Lego stuff. It's all trash. There's that tape. Have you seen the tape? It's like a roll. It looks like you took one of those long skinny planks and rolled it up and you can like build Legos on the wall for whatever reason. They're not that's not official. I think Lego bought them. That was the solution to that.
Yeah.
Which had to have been the goal all along for the Lego tape.
Well, that's
people.
Pretty cool. You hover over the copyright and like the original copyright document, like a picture of the original copyright document comes up. That was pretty cool looking.
I don't know what I hovered over.
I don't know.
I saw
old,
it and then
love
I moved
old
it
documents,
and it went away.
Though.
Gotta love them documents. There you go.
There it is. It's like looks like straight out of the Captain America movie. What else you got for me?
We got theme park. Lego Mindstorms. That's the robot one that I wanted real bad and never got. I mean, I don't think we won.
I don't think we lost either, though. I mean, I'm looking at the
page. February 2015, we'll do a little Lego trivia.
All right. Hit me.
In February 2015, Lego replaced what as the world's most popular brand? You're not going to get it.
Popular brand, so not toy brand, just brand in
brand,
general.
Brand of anything. I could say what category, and I still don't think you would get it.
Wow, so it's not McDonald's or Coca-Cola.
Then. No. Car brand.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I know. Take a shot.
Honda?
No, Ferrari.
Fuck off.
Oh, sorry. You know what? Gotta roll that back. It is in quotations. I read it wrong. World's most powerful brand. I don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't either, but I feel slightly better about that now, I guess. Do you see this bullshit
There's
movie
two
they're
quotations.
Making? This, like Ford v
Ferrari.
Ford
versus Ferrari.
Oh, God, stop.
Not interested.
Fuck off.
Never been a car guy. Yeah. Lego tops global ranking of most powerful brands in 2015. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Well, I mean, it's 2019 now.
May 2011, the Space Shuttle Endeavour brought 13 Lego kits to the International Space Station.
Oh, God, those fucking astronauts must have been so fucking hype.
Astronauts built models to see how they would react in microgravity. Come on, guys,
come on.
Just say you wanted to play with Legos.
Yeah, there's no shame here.
Just
come
say,
on, man.
Guys, we're up here all day.
All day, every day.
All day, every day. Some of us for a very long time, shout out to astronaut, one of the twins. Sorry, bud. Forgot. He was in space for a year.
Twins? That was DeVito and Schwarzenegger.
Yep. No, they're astronaut. There's astronaut NASA twins.
DeVito and
so
Schwarzenegger.
It's such a unique opportunity to study the effects of space travel on the human body. They shot one of them fools up into space for a year, longer than any, I believe, American had been in space up to that point. I think there might have been a Russian up there longer.
And a Peruvian.
But they're like, all right, we're going to, we basically got two of you. So we're going to, you get on up there.
Imagine being the one that doesn't get to go to space. That
he had been to space.
Oh, he had?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so he'd already been like, Venom had already been inside of him. There's already some sort of like.
Yeah, they're
space.
Both Venoms.
Yeah.
I want to say Michael Collins, but it's not because that was the third guy on the Apollo 11 mission.
Yeah, duh. I know that. Why are you looking at me like
I
didn't
know that? He's
running
for the, I think the.
I know who Michael Collins is. Glenn, stop assuming I don't know who Michael Collins is.
One of the twins is running for Senate now, I believe, to take McCain's spot.
Definitely Schwarzenegger.
And I don't remember if it was the one who was in space or who.
I would vote for DeVito before I voted for Schwarzenegger.
Oh, for sure. No contest.
Fucking DeVito for president. Rumham for president. I feel like this is a straight tie, man.
When do you think the first minifigs were produced? And Wikipedia insists on minifigures, which that's against them.
When do I think they were? Oh, God, I don't know. I'm feeling a spout of narcolepsy coming on. 1971.
Real close. I don't even remember the question. 78.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Right decade. The Lego Group's motto is Det Beste er ikke for godt, which means the best is not too good.
I mean, like, when you say it like that, I mean, I think it's actually a very uplifting sentiment.
It's all in the intonation, right? Like, the best is not too good. Is very different than the best is not too good.
Yeah.
Which is how I read it, and it's great. So the motto, which is still used today, was created by Christensen to encourage his employees never to skimp on quality, a value he believed in strongly. That's the Lego man. The Lego group began in the workshop of Ole Kirk Christensen, carpenter from Billund, Denmark, who began making wooden toys in 1932.
Like I told you.
The company came to be called Lego in 1934, derived from the Danish phrase "Lego godt," which means "play well."
That's
so again,
what you
ultimately
said.
Nonsense phrase derived from "play." Which
I mean, I've tried to end this episode several times.
I know.
It's
I just
tie,
Legos
man.
Are real fun. I like
they're
all these.
They're great, but learning about them is not as fun as playing with them, though.
I want to look up the tire thing to make sure that's real.
It's like genitals.
It's like genitals.
Yeah, that's, learning about them, not as fun as playing
right
with them.
It says it right there on the box, Legos, just like genitals.
Don't step on them.
According to an article in Business Week in 2006, Lego could be considered the world's number one tire manufacturer. The factory produces about 306 million small rubber tires a year. That's so many.
Yeah.
That's like Nate Bargatze has a joke about how many sharks people kill in a year. It's like if you asked me, it's like we kill like 100 million sharks every year. If you asked me how many sharks there were in the world, would never approach them. 306 million is such a big number.
Yeah.
Why are you not as impressed by it?
Well, just think about how many billion
every
genitals
year,
there are.
That was 2006. It's been 13 years since then. That's an impossible number.
Well, I mean, that's a very real number.
Billions of tires.
Yeah, billions. Probably.
Billions and billions.
Possibly.
That was more Carson than the guy.
What?
Come on.
Come on.
I was trying to do a Carl Sagan, but I went more Carson.
You went very Carson. Ah. Well, it's a tie. I'm calling it.
I'll take a tie.
It's
we
a tie.
Did. We
we're tied across the board. And I'm actually surprised this page not as overwhelming as I thought.
Really
it was
not.
Be.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be a
bloodbath.
Just a real thick.
I thought we were going to get shrumped all over the place.
Real thick boy, but it's fine. Like it's a hefty page.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is about the brand and other things, and we. I believe at the onset said we're talking about the toys.
Right.
Not really a lot about the toys. And we got the big ones. Like, the design is two paragraphs. Three paragraphs, and one of them is pretty big. But a lot is, it talks about how Lego is used in design. Like, off my shorts. Lego set themes, right? Like,
hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think Huff My Shorts is ever going to really catch on as much as you want it to?
I'm trying.
I mean, but like, in your heart of hearts, you know what Huff My Shorts is. I don't.
It's somebody taking my dirty boxer briefs at the end of the day and really getting a good lungful.
No, I understand
that.
That's
what it means.
I just mean, like, in terms of it catching on, you know what it is. It's not going to catch. I mean, Huff My Shorts, Glenn.
You don't know. Lego Technics started in 1977. I feel like it was later than that.
Well, what would you fuck with on this page? What would your fake fact be?
Ooh, it's got to be a one of them licensed sets.
So in 2019, Lego stirred up controversy when they released a licensed set of
the Alien Autopsy video. It's got because they don't like making specialized bricks, right? Like,
it's true. It's ineffective.
They have established shapes. They occasionally will make, like, a lightsaber for, like, Star Wars. Because they're like, we're not just going to make this for one set. We're going to make a lot of lightsabers.
Right.
But if they're not going to make...
Did you know that Lego is considered the worldwide leader in lightsaber manufacturing?
Yeah, I would believe it.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to make a specialized oscillation overthruster brick for...
Leave your Buckaroo Banzai nonsense Buckaroo Banzai at the fucking door. No one cares. Christopher Lloyd called and he hates you.
It'll be in there, but you'll have to build it from existing bricks. We can do better than Alien Autopsy.
Yeah, we can.
A set for... I don't know. What's a good one? Fuck.
Japanese whale hunting.
I mean, not a specific licensing, but yeah, I'll take it.
Oh, boy. Well, that's it. We tied. We're all tied up. Thanks for listening. Remember to give us that rate and that review. We would love you forever if you did that. It would be amazing. And also, if you are connected to Colin Hanks, make sure you ask him about whether or not if Glenn and I can write that spec pilot.
Let
for
us do it.
A reboot.
Come on.
Of Diagnosis Murder.
Want to diagnose some murders.